Well, I think it's fair to say that a run of financial scandals over the past few years has eroded trust in our major banks, and that's been damaging to their reputations. But how well are companies dealing with the problem? Not very well, according to a new survey commissioned by accountancy firm KPMG and Australian Institute of Company Directors. That's found that less than half of company directors believe their boards are being proactive in building trust. Elizabeth Proust is a leading businesswoman. She's a director and chair of several companies, including the Bank of Melbourne and Nestle Australia. And she's also chair of the Australian Institute of Company Directors. Elizabeth Proust, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Before we get to what companies are doing about building trust, do you think it is fair to say that trust in our major companies and corporations is deteriorating? I mean, how big a problem is that?
It is deteriorating, and I think it's a major problem. The Edelman Trust Barometer, which is an annual survey globally of people, the average person's trust in institutions, government, business, media, and not-for-profits, the last one was released in January and showed in Australia a decline in all of those sectors over the previous year. So trust is leaking away. There were only two countries in the world which saw trust decline in the four sectors, and one was Australia. The other, interestingly, was Singapore. And so in that time, there's been a deterioration in trust. And I think you mentioned trust in the banks and what's happened there. But I think it's more general than that, and you can trace it back to at least the global financial crisis, where the average person's wages, their superannuation, their retirement futures were all impacted. And I think that was a significant jolt to the trust that people had in business generally, not just financial services.
Okay, so the first step, I suppose, is to realise that, recognise that, and the next step is what to do about it. This survey shows that company directors realise a lack of trust can damage their businesses, but they also seem to be conceding that they don't have any real way, many of them, of either measuring that or a strategy to deal with it. When they say they recognise it can damage their businesses, what's making them recognise that? Is it the bottom line or something else?
I think there's probably a bottom line impact, but it's probably reasonably intangible. I think that the attacks on business generally, probably a little of what they hear at their annual general meetings. I think there's a range of ways that directors are feeling that their organisations, or perhaps business more generally, don't have the trust that they used to. And certainly issues like the enormous pay gap between chief executives and the average worker don't help that. I think that's been a factor in the erosion of trust. I think even though this has been happening for some time, perhaps it hasn't really come on the agenda as much as you and I might think it should have. And so I think it's relatively recent to many board tables. And I think what this KPMG AICD trust survey shows us is that it's pretty much on the agenda. But you're pointing to so what? What is it that directors and boards can do about it?
94% of directors surveyed highlighted trust as the key issue, but warned they don't have a proactive strategy to tackle the problem.
Exactly. So that's an issue. And I thought one of the other interesting things in the survey was that in this area, they rank shareholders fifth.
Yep.
Behind their clients, customers, their staff, and the local community, interestingly, and then government, before shareholders. Now, that's not the question of to whom do they owe primary responsibility. That's a question of who's important in this area. And clearly, when they talk about clients and customers and employees over others, then clearly messages are coming from those key stakeholders about the whole question of trust.
And do you think they've got that order of priorities right in terms of the priorities of who to build trust with, your employees, and then your customers, and then the community you operate within? Is that the right order?
Oh, look, I think it is. And it's interesting that the local community lags at 35%, a fair way behind customers at 82 and employees at about the same number, because however you define that local community, all companies need a small L license to operate. And we all operate in a community, however large or small. And we certainly all operate in the Australian community, and it's very difficult to be an effective organisation if you know or you're being told that you're not trusted. And
right.
So I think what is pointing to is a major problem for business in this country.
It's 3 minutes to seven. Our guest is Elizabeth Prowse. She's the chair of the Australian Institute of Company Directors. I think it is a major problem. We've been seeing that with the banks and the whole discussion around culture, improving a culture, and no one really being able to grapple with that. I think a lot of people listening would say, you don't build trust, you earn trust. You just can't bring it in. You have to earn it. If businesses did the right thing all the time by their stakeholders, by their customers, we would think more highly of them. So that's a great sentence, but how do you do that? And is starting with the internal culture, as we've seen the banks doing, and we've seen the banks being struck to do, which is a new thing really from the regulators, is that the way to start?
I think it has to be, because if you know that your staff don't trust you, then you've got a very significant internal problem, and you've got an external problem every time they interact outside the organisation. Interestingly, I think many organisations do have a very good culture, and their engagement surveys and the like do tell them that staff enjoy working in the organisation and find it a good place to work. I think the disconnect, though, is between the employees and how they feel about it and the message to the wider community. There's quite a significant disconnect there.
What's the key then to A, getting the culture right, and then building the trust externally? I mean, I guess the overarching thing would be communication, accountability and transparency, but how do you get that right?
Look, it is, and many organisations are doing that, but making sure that you have everything from, you know, a statement of ethical values, which is not just a statement, but which is actually lived, that when something happens which offends against that, you take quick and appropriate action. You don't try to cover it up, that people see that all levels of the organisation are treated equally.
Elizabeth, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we're almost at the news, and I just noticed a whole lot of text coming in suddenly saying paying their tax would be a big start. We've only got 30 seconds. What do you think?
Absolutely. And I think part of the lack of trust is that businesses seem to be talking about the need to lower company taxes at a time when many are not paying it. So tax, I think, has been at the heart. Even though the survey doesn't have much to say about it, I think tax has been at the heart of some of this lack of trust.
Elizabeth Prowse, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Elizabeth Prowse is chair of the Australian Institute of Company Directors and a non-executive chair, director of Lendlease, Bank of Melbourne and Nestle Australia.